This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three live tonight. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Change that interface and update and come into the 21st century with me, would you? And go to boysgunstocks.com. I have said many times on this show that one day Antifa is going to be out there. They will have just torched a couple of limousines. They will have destroyed the Starbucks, which will make me angry. And they're going to be coming down the corner. They will have beat up a bunch of people that were non-combatants to begin with. And they're going to come around the corner, and I have used the term pipe hitters. And there's going to be about anywhere from 6 to 12 of them. And they're not going to care about being outnumbered because it's going to be directly converse. One of them will handle 20 of the snowflakes. And that's always given me comfort. And then these two companies decided to do this ad, and then they drew the picture of my vision. And I don't know if we're just on the same plane or we both need the same therapist, but it has caused a ripple. It's like the bump stock. Bump stocks existed for 7 years, and nobody knew that they existed until the Mandalay Bay shooting. Now, Newsweek and Vice News, at the very least, knows about these guys, these unapologetically, non-politically correct dudes. And so I wanted to bring them on and let you hear about them, talk about their companies, and then talk about this ad campaign. So joining me now from Spikes Tactical is Kit Cope from Pipe Hitters Union, Lincoln Osiris. Guys, I know you're pulled over on the side of the road somewhere, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Yes, we are, but I'm sure it's worth it.
So let's start with Lincoln. Tell me a little bit about Pipe Hitters Union.
All right. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you 5x5.
Roger that. I have you the same. All right. So Pipe Hitters Union, we were founded in 2004. A handful of us in Iraq just kind of came up with an idea to put together some teas. It was kind of a joke, to be quite honest, and it kind of just took off. We have these shirts on and wear them around Iraq and run into other guys that just loved it, and then kind of the light bulb went off, and here we are almost 15 years later. It's funny when I see some of our competitors that think that, you know, they were first to the game, but I think our closest competitor was still 4 or 5 years behind us. We are a little bit more on the serious side. You know, you don't see, we don't have like, you know, comic tees or funny tees. It's, you know, we've always kind of tried to maintain a little bit of a harder edge. But that is, you know, that's kind of where we came from. Over the years, we've, you know, kind of grown from tees and hats, and we've got a bunch of swag. But about a year and a half ago, we teamed up with Spikes, gun manufacturer out of Florida.
Right.
They make amazing guns. And now they make our gun line as well. So that's kind of how we've partnered up. But, you know, over the last couple of years, we've, you know, done, you know, kind of partnered up with ads as well. So last year we actually did an ad. It was a centerfold ad in the SHOT Show edition of Recoil Magazine. and it was it was about ISIS, but it didn't really ruffle too many feathers. And then this year, you know, we did the same thing. We put together this centerfold ad. We rolled it out in Skill Set magazine, which is a new men's magazine. It's kind of like I'm trying to think of a good comparison. It's a men's magazine, but a man's man kind of magazine. It's pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. Everybody should definitely check it out. But we rolled it out in Skill Set magazine. Then it was also going to be in the Recoil magazine at SHOT Show. That's still going to be the case, but we knew it was going to ruffle some feathers. We definitely knew it would, you know, upset a few people, but we had no idea that it would catch on fire and burn the way that it's burning. That brings us to, you know, where we are now.
Yeah. Kit, tell me a little bit about Spike's Tactical. I know I this is one gun that I've never gotten to shoot. I do hang around with Tac Daddy from time to time, so I know that, you know. Tac has hammered me about this. So go ahead and rub it in. Tell me about Spike's Tactical.
Gotcha. Well, we'll have to get one in your hand. I know it's a favorite of Kevin's, of Tac Daddy's. So we are an AR-15 manufacturer. We make hunting rifles, sporting rifles, competition rifles, home defense weapons, and implements of war, which is pretty much what you see depicted in the ad. The first ad that we did that Lincoln was talking about when we did the ISIS-related ad last year, I actually thought that we would get a little more, or at least a few more people upset about that one, because not only did we predict the winning of the election by Donald Trump, that was in the ad, as well as you know, some aggressive wordage toward the toward our ISIS combatants, and that one kind of snuck by a little bit. You know, we got a little bit of hate mail here and there. And then this one, I guess it's because people have favorite terrorist groups.
Yeah.
And this is a favorite terrorist group?
We're going to discuss that at length in the next segment. But do you please continue? Yes, sir.
Gotcha. we're a pro-American, pro-military, pro-law enforcement company. That just basically we want to be the tools of righteousness, and we're out there. You know, we put the ad out and everything, and we do everything that we do to keep the discussion rolling.
I don't think most people that hear about a gun company understand how clean of an operation you have to run, just because of the overregulation that you have to face. And at the same time, I don't think other people look at a company like Pipe Hitters Union and understand the driving force behind a veteran-owned company that's putting something out there with veterans, for veterans, by veterans. I don't think they understand the strength of that. So I think possibly, gentlemen, that you caught Newsweek off. You're supposed to be apologetic. You know that. That's how the Conservative Inc. has done that. And I'll go into depth in that in the next segment. But we're going to talk about this. This is an ad campaign that literally has everybody out there. You know, it's okay for Antifa to come up there and hit somebody with a bike lock in the head. And, you know, it takes 27 staples to close the skull. But that's okay, because we're fighting fascists, except they're the fascists. And when they do come around the corner and they face ex-military, they're going to be facing people that are not afraid to fight. And they don't need a swarm to fight one person. So, I mean, I'm sure that has caught them completely off guard, and it just tickles me. Spikes Tactical. You can find them at spikestactical.com. Pipe Hitters Union. Now, listen, for you guys that are my age, to where the chest is now spread to the waist, they make shirts that will fit you. They make shirts will fit you. I hate it when somebody makes a shirt that for somebody with a 28-inch waist and doesn't think of me. I'm a veteran. I just got out before you guys did. So check them out. We're going to continue on with this when we get back. My guests are Kit Cope of Spikes Tactical, Lincoln Osiris of Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Socks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
That old bolt gun, that magazine-fed gun, that AR, that pump shotgun, all of them can look brand new tomorrow with the Boyd's Gunstock. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical and Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. And Lincoln, I just want you to know that if I were to ever start a new metal band, I would name them Lincoln Osiris. That's just bad. I mean, that's just, I mean, I just dig that name. I mean, do you mind if I change my name to that? Do we still have my guests? I'm getting nothing. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay, well, while we're doing this, let's call the board and see what we got going on right here. This is highly unusual, but we got to keep moving forward. The thing I like about this ad campaign that they started is the snowflakes on the coastal areas. They do not know. They. Here we go. Let's call.
Please hold on your call. Being transferred to GCN Studio One.
Hey, Brad, this is Bill Frady. I'm actually live right now, and I've got guests, I think, on the other line, and I don't think anybody's there potting them up.
Hey, I guess they're there, but can you leave the channel?
Okay. Have I got them now? Are you guys?
You got me?
Okay, I got you.
All right.
I got you. That almost right, never happens, guys.
Can you hear him?
Yeah, that almost never happened. So did you guys even hear what I said in the introduction?
Yeah, we actually heard, I heard the whole commercial segment and your introduction. What I was actually thinking about is I actually own like 50% of your advertiser's product. It was amazing.
DTWS.
I've got two agencies. I've got a Boyd Gunstock. I've got a Slingbow. I'm all over this.
There you go. Well, we'll talk about that SHOT Show. How about that? Were you guys shocked? I know you're not naive and everything, but I mean, you guys exist in a world based upon a reality, whereas most of the people that you're dealing with right now at Newsweek and Voice don't. Did this catch you off guard?
It absolutely caught me off guard. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right, that's fantastic. It definitely caught me off guard. And maybe I'm a little naive, to be honest with you. I still like to believe that people do the right thing. But I'm going to call this guy out. This guy, Michael Hayden, hack of a journalist at Newsweek. He said in his article that he reached out to us for our comment, but he didn't let his readers know that he reached out to us after business hours, left us a message, and then posted his article about 2 hours later. So he didn't even intend to hear from us. He didn't want to hear what we had to say. He had an agenda to push, a narrative to push, and he pushed it. And he didn't care to hear what we had to say. So that was a little offensive. His entire point was to make us look like some Nazis. Now, it definitely took me off guard. It definitely upset me. Now, in hindsight, I look at it and go, all right, he's pretty much just like Newsweek's Kim Kardashian. He is chasing clicks. He's just looking for clicks. I don't think he cares about honesty. I don't think he cares about integrity. This guy was literally just looking for clicks. Had he really been interested in the truth, he would have gotten a hold of us. He would have waited to hear what we had to say. I would have told him, hey, we're not Nazis. I can't stand them just as much as I can't stand Antifa. They are just as much an enemy of the state as Antifa. But he didn't wait long enough to hear that.
The thing I'm going to tell you, and I'm sure now you guys are probably pretty quick study, so this is not going to come as any shock to you. It doesn't matter what you tell them. It doesn't matter how often you tell it to them. You could have told them whatever you wanted to tell them, and if they'd actually listened to you, they still would have conflated it. We're all Nazis. We're all killers. We're criminals in waiting. We're this, we're that. And the thing that they ignore is that if we were all of those things, there would be nobody rioting at Newsweek. There'd be no gun controllers. There wouldn't be any Democrats.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, because that's exactly what happened. So Newsweek started the fire. Vice decided to pick up the story. A journalist from Vice reached out to us and said, had four questions, and that's it. He wasn't satisfied. The journalist wasn't satisfied with the information from those four questions and decided to reach out with two additional questions. And one of those
very
two additional questions
that they actually said, do you support, you know, white supremacists or Nazis? Is that what your, you know, is that your angle? And we got back to them in no uncertain terms. Let them know, absolutely not. We do not support Nazis or white supremacists or any type of movement like that. No way. And they failed to include that in their report and continued to push the narrative that we were Nazis. So
right.
That posed the question,
talk about the definition of fake news.
They posed the question in the article, so they were sure to put out that question saying, you know, asking us if we supported Nazis and white supremacists, but they didn't put our answer. That was the fun part. And then at the end of that article, they put up a picture of the snowflake lower, the strip lower receiver that we have, specifically designed for them.
And they called it a bump stock, didn't they?
Yeah, and they called it a bump stock. That is straight sensationalism. They're literally pulling at, they're grabbing at straws, trying to demonize us any which way they can. That's the only part that really surprised me. I didn't think they would go to those lengths and completely disregard any sort of research.
Right.
Now, they pulled down the bump stock.
Yeah,
down the information suggesting that the strip lower receiver was a bump stock as soon as we called them on it.
Right. Let me get you to hold right there. I got a long segment coming up. Next segment. We're going to continue this. I'm just having too much fun. Kit Cope. He is with Spike Tactical. You can find him at SpikeTactical.com. Lincoln Osiris is with Pipe Hitters Union. You can find them at PipeHittersUnion.com. We'll continue on as the snowflakes melt. This is Lock and Load.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tire look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, that gun stock is the interface between you and that weapon, and you know, shooting is not supposed to be a comfortable thing, but it can be pleasant, and that's what Boyd's does. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I am talking to two individuals that run two companies that have a bit of attitude. And let's make something pretty clear. Any one of us that's ever been in the military, we're all alpha males with a high degree of self-control because we do listen to our superiors. I'm talking to Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical and also Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. I don't know if you heard this, Lincoln, in the last intro when we were having a bit of a technical difficulty, but if I were going to start a new metal band, I would probably call it Lincoln Osiris.
That'll trend.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I'm thinking about changing my own name. I just don't know how Lock and Load with Lincoln Osiris sounds.
That sounds pretty fantastic.
Yeah, I like it. I'm liking it a lot. So for you guys, this was a bit of a shock, wasn't it? It was you exist in your world, you exist with your peer group, within the gun community and everything else that you do, And the fact, did you think they were joking when they came to you and said, are you white supremacists and Nazis? I mean, when they were coming to you with that, were you like, what, is that a serious question?
Well, I can tell you this. I have realized, really over just the last few days, that when Obama was in office, if you disagreed with anything that was going on, you were just automatically a racist.
Right.
Well, that doesn't really just fit the bill so much anymore. So now, if you disagree with anything, now you're just a Nazi. And you can tell them you're not a Nazi. You can show them you're not a Nazi, but you're still a Nazi. It blows my mind.
Well, now, I'm going to give you the patent answer that you can use. You can simply say, no, I am not voting for Bernie Sanders. Because just for those, I mean, you know, a Nazi was the National Socialist Workers Party. So they're socialist, i.e. Bernie Sanders is an avowed socialist, which the Democrats are pretty much socialist or communist now anyway. And you know what? They're talking. They're projecting.
You'll actually see Communist Party banners being waved by Antifa members.
I'm sure.
It's a direct link to communism. We've been fighting communism in this country for years. Yet, if you fight against communism, now you're a fascist.
Well, they can say that as long as they can breathe, right? I mean, if it comes down to it. Well, they're trying to fight the war of words, and they're trying to shape the narrative. And at the same time, they just don't understand the sheer numbers of just the veteran community here today, walking the United States, the viable veterans community. And I'm saying everybody from 60 years old down that would just sort of, you know, pop up like prairie dogs and come at them if they actually try to invoke some of the stuff, because they don't think a civil war would actually happen. They think it would be something that happened in the courts.
Yeah, no. No, that's
yeah,
probably
that
not
was,
going to be the case.
I think that was the intention on that November 4th BS that didn't quite go so well for them. They didn't get too much traction on that one.
No. Well, they're not going to, because you know, their whole thing. Here's the thing. This is the thing that I don't think they get. With Black Lives Matter, they threw the cops under the bus, right? They've turned the American military 2008 forward. The American military has become a social justice experiment. And at the same time, while they're doing all of this stuff, throwing all the people under the bus, they're coming out. They want to classify me, you, and everybody like us as Nazis and all this other stuff. And at the same time, they do push for gun control. That's one of the things they, you know, in New York City, after Charlottesville, they pulled De Blasio and Cuomo called for gun control. After the rental truck hit the bike lane, they called for gun control. So it's always about gun control, and they got to disarm us to get to a certain point. And, you know, that's just where they're trying to go. And
yeah,
they don't understand the dynamic they face. And you guys and your intention and your visual ad, they inadvertently saw the attitude. Which one of those, was it Newsweek or Vice that was, I've been saying Voice and I was incorrect, it's been Vice. Which one of them said that you guys were making this ad and putting the Antifa in the light that it was in so that you could sell more assault weapens to the people that would hurt the Antifa?
Well, it's interesting that was that question, because Newsweek, well, I told you earlier that Vice, they changed their article and they said that they changed it. This hack of a journalist at Newsweek changed his article but didn't say that he made any changes. He actually took out a lot of that information that said that we were encouraging violence against left-leaning protesters, and it makes me angry. And that's exactly what he said. But now that you go back, and it doesn't say that on the article anymore.
Yeah. That Hayden guy.
He originally said that they reached out to us for a comment and didn't receive one back, and that was actually edited now to say that they reached out to us for a comment and didn't immediately hear back.
Oh, okay.
But they're just playing word games.
Sure. Well, people like Michael Hayden went out and they got online and they bought the Joseph Goebbels junior propaganda kit. And they, I mean, first of all, you're giving him way too much credit calling him a journalist. And a journalist would be objective. He wouldn't be out here trying to push an agenda. And I'm not naive. I don't believe any news organization does not have a bias. I have a bias. My bias just happens to be based upon my military time, the Constitution, freedom, that kind of thing. Small government, all those things. They don't. And, you know, they live in a place where Michael Hayden's never seen a gun, guys. He's never seen a real gun. He's probably never met a veteran. This is who you're dealing with.
I send him a personal invite. I'll go ahead and say it right now loud and proud. Hey, if you're willing to come down here and sit face-to-face with me, I'll pay for your ticket, Michael. Just give me a call. I'll put you on a plane. You come down here and tell me I'm a Nazi to my face.
It really
offends me. I can't help it. Like, I'm getting kind of spun up right now. Both of my grandfathers served in World War II.
Sure.
My father and my uncle served during Vietnam. I have been to the most kinetic and dangerous places on the face of this planet in support of our government in the name of the global war on terrorism. I have been shot. I have been blown up. I've had my skull fractured. Part of my spine has been fused. And I've done all that for my country. And for this jackass to call me a Nazi, it really, really gets me fired up. So, yeah, Michael, jump on a plane. I will pay for your ticket. Come on down. I'll show you what we're all about.
Well, here,
that isn't a threat. That's not a threat at all. That's an invitation to come spend a day or 2 days with me. I'll show you what we're all about and see if I can send you home with a different opinion.
Do either one of you know who Gersh Kuntzman is?
No, I do not.
Gersh Kuntzman is the New York journalist or propagandist that got out there and wanted to, he decided to venture from the city, and he actually fired an AR-15, and after three rounds, he was a huddled, trembling, mewling little mess, and he wrote about it saying he now had PTSD. So that's Michael Hayden. I'm sure him and Gersh have a lot of drinks. We're going into the next break. You guys hang on one more time for me if you would. I'm talking to Kit Cope from Spike Tactical. Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time.
But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Last time on the firing line. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock. Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. My guests this hour have been, so far, Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical and Lincoln Osiris from Pipe Hitters Union. They have been introduced to the wonderful world of the leftist communist pinko propaganda tool punk snowflake Pantifa loving fools that they call journalists in New York City. And now they are they're not backing down. They're not backing down. Are now this is still going forward in Recoil magazine, right? You haven't called Ian Harrison up and said, "Hey, just go ahead and scrap that one, okay?" You haven't done that, right?
No, not so much.
I like it. It tickles me, and I love it whenever they become aware, because it's like it's one of those things like you know, when you successfully come up behind somebody right before you kill them, and they still don't know you're there. When they suddenly discover you, it's so gratifying. But at the same time, here's the thing: what they don't understand about you. Kit, are you the one that left all your parts all over the place in the skull and everything?
No, that would be Lincoln.
Lincoln, okay. So what they don't understand about any veteran, okay, combat or not, is that we gave the best part of our youth to the country voluntarily.
True story.
They don't understand that kind of commitment. They don't understand that kind of skin in the game. They exist in a very superficial world. And the sheer notion that they would come around the corner and there'd be four guys strapped up ready to go, you know, and, you know, they're going to be like, what does it mean when he just said go loud? you know, right before they find out, you know, then they, all the shocked expressions they find, they don't get that, you know, just exactly what they're facing. So I hope you guys keep it up. I hope you sort of pull back. And I don't know. I think I would target Newsweek and Vice the next time I put an ad out. I'd be out there. We'll have to talk
well,
about
know,
that.
I would really like to thank you because what you do is so important. When this happened, we were kind of, I hate to say it, but, you know, we were kind of made the victim, and we didn't have a way to fight back, but not fighting back wasn't an option. That's not how we're made.
Sure.
So we were determined to, you know, fight back and punch back, and, you know, we had the option to, you know, kind of tuck our tail and run, but that wasn't going to happen. So we had to fight back, so we needed a platform. We needed a voice, and it shows like yours that are giving us the voice. And since we have fought back, I cannot even begin to tell you the outpouring of support that we have got from our friends and family and customers and everybody across the country. We're getting phone calls and emails saying, keep it up, keep it up. I feel like you're saying what we have all wanted to say for a long time now, but you guys are doing it. And we couldn't do it without you. So thank you very much for doing what you do, and thank you for having us.
Well, this is like
with
Trump's America.
And yeah. Any other news outlets that have been reaching out to us, which is quite a bunch. You know, hopefully we've started that discussion, or at least we've opened that discussion to the people that want to say the exact same things that we're saying. I feel like most of the reason that this struck such a nerve is because the people that believe the same way that we do, well, we've just been nice. We were raised to be polite and cordial, and we just let these people rant. And I think that it's time to actually say something. And I think that's what the ad does, is it just says the same thing that we're all thinking. And I think that that's where all the support is coming from finally we're saying something, and we're maybe even initiating an opportunity for other people to say something.
Well, you're going to make it easier for them as this comes out. And I hope you need to send this to most of the Republicans in Congress, because they need to get a little backbone too, grow a little bit of a spine, and make it. It's okay to be on one side. It's perfectly okay to do that. But are both of you guys going to SHOT Show?
Absolutely.
We'll be there.
Well,
I'll
think...
tell you what. I'm going to go ahead and drop a little bomb that you can share with all of your listeners, and nobody knows, and I might get a little smack for this.
Oh, no.
But because Skillset took a risk and let us run with this ad.
Right.
Anybody that comes up to us while at SHOT Show, whether they come up to the guys at Spikes or come up to the guys at Pipe Hitters Union, if they come up to us with a Skillset magazine, we're going to give them this ad in a full-size poster for free.
I dig it. Say that again. Say that again one more time.
All right. If anybody comes up to us at SHOT Show with a Skillset magazine, the magazine that took the chance and let us run with this ad, bring it to us at SHOT Show, whether it's the Spikes crew or the Pipe Hitters crew, and we are going to give you this advertisement on a full-size poster for free.
See, I've been surveying my body to try to find a piece of body that I could get all of that in a tattoo. I would just take the pain. I'm going to try to.
If you come up to us with your tattoo, we'll give you a poster as well.
Well, I probably won't get that done between now and I waited too late to get my flight, so I've got to be out there. I'm going out there Sunday, so I'll be out there in plenty of time to be getting out there and all this other stuff. But I'm gonna hunt you guys down, and we're gonna set up, and we're gonna talk and all this other stuff. And because you have just like the military does, you've become the tip of the spear. You've led the way, and this makes it easier. This makes it easier for a lot of people. I mean, a lot of political people in the gun world get out there and they're like, well, of course, we need to be a little more civil. We need to maintain the upper ground and the high discourse. And, you know, sometimes you just need to stick your fist in somebody's face shoulder deep. Sometimes you get to that point because you've run out of everything. You've done everything. And, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So every now and again, you got to shake it up. And you guys, for now, for me and you, you know, we're looking at this and we just find it, you know, there's a little bit of humorous truth to all of that. Four guys could take on a horde of these undisciplined brawlers. But for the snowflakes that have been calling you guys and everything, this is a shock to their system. It has chilled their spine. I just get a kick out of that just thinking about that. Have you invited Gersh's brother Hayden to SHOT Show? You should bring him out there and let him hang out with some pipe hitters, you know?
You know, I don't know if that would be the right atmosphere for him. I think it might be sensory overload surrounded by so many alpha males.
He may get some PTSD.
Well, no, he would definitely get some PTSD, but that's all beside the point. Life is nothing but an adventure, fellas. I appreciate how fast you guys turned this around. Thank Earl for me for putting this together. I only called him yesterday or I think the day before and left a message, and I knew the flurry that had to be going on with you guys, and I certainly appreciate you getting on the air with me and talking about this, because I think this is one of these things that... It's one of these things that has caused a ripple, but it's going to, you know, as it gets closer to the shore, it's going to turn into a tsunami. I think we're going
to. We didn't set out to be quote unquote that guy, the guy that, you know, shoulder this burden, but you know it's in our lap, and I'm not going to set it down. We're going to keep marching.
Well, yeah, it's definitely not something we'll shy away from.
Yeah, and you'll pick up some stragglers along the way, and they'll join you, and we'll talk about that in a week or so. So
I'm sure we will.
Gentlemen, be careful on the road.
We'll do.
You guys stay safe, and I will talk to you in Vegas.
All right, Roger that. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too. This makes everything easier going forward. It's still going to exist. This kind of this dynamic where they think that we are something that we're not, but. Now they're on notice that we're not just going to take that lion down. Back again on Monday, I promise. And between now and then, remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.